This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of the Bachelor Podcast, where we delve into all things Bachelor Nation. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hey, Ryan.
Just popping some bottles over here.
The latest episode of The Bachelor, they go to Paris, and you guys, I couldn't decide if this was the most exciting, dramatic episode or the most boring, because it alternated between those two emotions for me.
So often, like the whole episode, it was just really exciting and happy and then depressing and then boring and then very mixed emotions, but not high strung emotions.
Right.
Definitely wavy.
Well, let's get this one piece of business out of the way. Becca M. M stands for missing. the whole internet has been talking about her, how her mom called it a missing persons report. She was supposed to go work on a pot farm. And if you've been watching the news, Humboldt County is famous for the both legal and illegal pot farmers and growers there.
Yes.
And so Becca M. apparently had gone to work on one of these plantations or farms and then ended up on a reality show, not checking her phone because it was off.
This was just such a bizarre story, but also awesome at the same time.
Yes. The actual thing that was happening off The Bachelor was more exciting to me than last night's episode.
Well, it's not often that we can come here, sit down and say, wow, this is really weird. And we're talking about The Bachelor. This is the world of weird. And this, though, has to be the tops maybe ever. I mean, you have, you know, thankfully they're still doing these things where they send out, you know, pictures of folks who are missing. Someone picked them up and was like, yeah, they're on The Bachelor. Like, they're right there. Look, it's on TV.
And that poor picture, too.
Milk bottle girl. Yeah, I know, right? But how totally Becca M. is that? She's the pixie dust, you know, flighty girl, young, short hair. She's all the things opposite of what you ever see on The Bachelor. And then she goes and ends up on a milk carton, yeah. You know, because her mom can't find her.
Yeah, and she tweeted something along the lines of she didn't know what was more embarrassing, that this whole thing happened or that picture is now out in the open with those peacock earrings and an old driver's license photo.
Yep. How many times have any of our parents tried to track us down when you're like, Mom, I told you where it was going to be. This is so embarrassing.
The moral of this story is call your parents.
Thank you, Ari Leyendyke, who said exactly that. All right, so off to Paris we go. Crystal's still in the mix, but not for long. It's totally a setup. It's obvious. We all know she's going to end up on the 2-in-1 date. She knows she's going to end up on the 2-in-1 date and terrorizes the rest of the girls with that information. You're going to end up on a 2-in-1 with me? Are you going to end up on a 2-in-1
with
me? But
she didn't mind because no one's on my level.
She was definitely trying to get in all the heads of the girls, and it kind of worked for Kendall for a little bit, and even Jacqueline too, before they knew who was going on that date with her, but it was definitely working.
They're in Paris, they're going down the river, big Rotterdam boat where they go and take a flying leap on the bed, and it's like made out of rock, and so instead of bouncing back up, it felt like I heard
face
a back
plant.
Break. The first one-on-one goes to Lauren B. And off they go in a gondola. I'm so jealous. They exit the boat in this fabulous market. This is where you can buy earrings and cheese wheels, and it's the best. You can barter with the locals. I would have just said, I'll see you later. I'm going to be here for a while.
We'll meet up later.
But Ryan, they're walking through the market, and he kind of makes an attempt to say, oh, this is what we get in Holland. There's nothing.
No, that's not true. It's...
Wow.
We should have added a new part of the drinking game last night for wow, for Lauren B. And then, look how pretty.
Yes.
And it was just, look how pretty. Wow. Look how pretty. Wow.
Wow.
I'm not saying you have to be a shopaholic, but if the markets, I don't care what country you're in, this country or anywhere else, going to a market and bartering with the person who's the salesperson behind the counter, it's fun. It's fun to see if you can get a good deal. It's fun to look at all the handmade artisan wares.
But they had these issues finding something to talk about. It's the most awkward silence. Use the market as something to talk about. He would even say, oh,
so
this
many
is something,
options.
This is something we'd see back home. Walk, walk, walk.
Wow.
He turns, looks at the jewelry. Walk, walk, walk. He tried to give her a chance. Now, he could have also actually said something, but he kept giving her chances to either walk over or say something, and she just kept walking. Use that as the icebreaker. You find things around you.
Of course. Look at these handmade earrings. How
Absolutely.
Cool are they?
Oh, wow. Or I would never wear these. You know, just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nothing.
Wow. Wow.
And that was the theme, really, no matter where they went during the day, sitting on a bench in a beautiful 16th century villa. Doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Wherever they went, the French gardens.
I mean, at least she knew that she wasn't opening up or saying anything. Like, she acknowledged the fact that she had nothing to say, but still. Like, this is the prime time right now to make your case for staying in this game.
It's kind of a skill that all of us need to have at some point in our lives, whether it's for your relationship, romantic, or business. You have to just be able to have a conversation when you're walking from one place to another.
And not just say one word answers.
Yeah.
Small talk, no matter whether it's, like you said, business or a date or...
It's hard.
Whatever. But it's for sure it's hard, and it's an acquired skill.
Right.
And if it's something, if it's a skill you don't own, then that's one of those things that is glaringly obvious. And in this case, it was glaringly obvious. But I will say, unlike some of the women that we've already seen go, she did find a way to recover, mainly because she was self-aware and she realized, okay, I was really nervous and I wasn't sure and this is awkward. But then she got into, well, why she maybe doesn't know how to make small talk, but just in general, wasn't sure how to open up and how to actually talk about real things. Because at this point, you know, at the end of this episode, what, we're down to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or 7? Is it even 7?
Seven at the beginning.
So it was already 10. So about to be to 7, at some point, you got to actually talk about real stuff.
Instead of just being in the friend zone and why someone stays in the friend zone.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure, like, the first greatest thing to say would have been the friend zone comment.
I know.
Like, that was what she came out of the gates with.
You're staying in the friend zone
for six months,
which tells Ari, I'm supposed to be engaged at the end of this deal.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't have led with that.
And then she moved on to, well, I was engaged to someone, and she wanted to very quick, because I think that's probably one of those things that, like, as the words are leaving your mouth, you're,
definitely
back.
Shouldn't have said that.
So, oh no, I'm fine with the commitment. Actually, I was engaged, and no, it's cool. See, we're all good. And then I don't think we knew this about Ari.
No, this was a bombshell.
That
finally we got something out of him.
It's not just something, everything, maybe holy mother of... That's crazy.
Not only was, because we knew he dated somebody that had children. That part we already knew.
But we didn't know he had fathered a child or thought he had, she was pregnant.
And so he's thinking the rest of his life's ahead of him. I found this great girl. I love her kids. We're going to have our own kid. But realizing, well, I still have to work, and that's putting a strain on the relationship. And then, oh, well, I lost the baby. Yeah, I'm leaving.
No, now, wait.
What?
He's, the way he told it, and I'm truly trying to pay attention, because, you know, in relationships, when you have arguments, and it's always usually over the same little things, he said that she got upset, and she knew it was his high working season, or he was like... As a race car driver, it's more seasonal. I don't know. But yeah, I got the impression that it was his high volume working season, and she was upset that he was taking the gig. And then so the stress and the upset and the arguments, I don't know. I was reading into that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it, because he made that as an actual point in the story.
Yeah. And so I thought, okay, there's more to it than just all of a sudden she left and lost the baby. I don't know.
And then she wasn't going to be there when he came back.
He came back from, taking a gig that she said, are you going to work again? Are you kidding me? And so that's, I was trying to look at it from her point of view.
Oh, for sure. There are two sides to every story, especially something that has so many moving parts like
this.
I mean, when you're already that involved with someone that isn't the father of your children, and then you're going to have a kid, and if you've known people who've lost a child, it's, I mean, you want to talk about shattering, and... So all of these things are happening at once, plus, like he alluded to, there were clearly issues before that. I mean, this is stuff with Ari that, like, wow, there's real, like, kick to the stomach type stuff that all we knew about was, okay, he thought he was in love on The Bachelor, and then, he dated another girl that had kids. Nothing like this.
I don't know what got edited out, but at that point, if someone tells you that at dinner, don't you start asking... deep questions. I was expecting Lauren to say something more along the lines of, what happened?
I mean, I'm surprised that he chose her as the one to share this with, but I don't know if he was doing that, like, if I tell her this, maybe she'll, you know, give me more about herself and more talking will happen, which didn't
But he can tell her, and he knows that she won't ask a single thing about it because she's too afraid. I don't think she's a conversationalist. I think that's the kind of heavy information that most people, their jaw drops, and then 2 days later they think of the perfect question to ask. Because
there wasn't even emotion on her face.
It was just, thank you for telling me, and wow. But
that's someone who...
I don't know, that stuff. I don't know that no matter who it was that... That's a great place to press. I think you get the information, you take it in, you do thank them for, okay, that's incredibly
difficult
to share with someone. Thank you for sharing with me. I don't know that you want to start asking questions, though.
I mean, no one will know.
Put it out there, then you can ask questions.
I feel like not a lot of people would know what to say to
that's
that
what
because
I'm
it was kind of just
jaw drop.
It was. I don't want to say out of the blue, but...
It was out of the blue.
Like, I mean, he was just, I think, trying to get more from her and was like, oh, if I share this really important experience, maybe I'll get something from her. And it was just...
There's so many unanswered questions. What happened? Were they ever able to reconnect? Did she just leave? He made it sound like they never had a chance to have any closure. Like, you just feel like there's so many raw emotions involved with that. It's a hard thing to answer to when someone shares that.
Yeah, I don't know that's what I'm saying. I don't know that there's a good way to follow that. And her best thing was, oh, well, my parents are still married. Oh, but it was a difficult marriage, and they sort of put me in the middle. So imagine being her parents and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're using whatever we have, but we're still married, as a reason for not wanting to open up to someone? I mean, which may be true, but...
I know, the whole thing was just, okay.
It's like,
yeah,
she was grabbing
she
for
didn't
something.
Really
I need to say something.
She just didn't know what to do. I think just this entire... She didn't know what to say, when to say it, open up, not to open up. It was just very... I didn't think she was going to get the rose at the end.
He was not looking
But
promising.
I think after he shared that with her, he was kind of like... Oh,
and she ends with, oh, well, I was engaged to my last ex. I said, damn, I can't send you home now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Although, now you got in my head, Ryan, because you said that he's the king of looking another direction while he's giving a rose.
Oh, yeah.
And
fake
so
out, for sure.
I was watching that all night, like, and he did it with Crystal and Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the cameras placed just so you couldn't tell which direction he was looking. And I was like, damn you, Ryan Jones. but, yeah, Lauren got the rose. And meanwhile, back at the boat...
Group date time,
and she jumps right up to read the... Crystal jumps right up to... No, not Crystal.
No, Crystal read the other one. Sorry, anytime I hear Crystal.
Yeah, group date time, they listed off everyone who's going, and they ended up going to the Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Which at first I thought, this is awesome. And then as they started to show the costumes and what they were expected to do, I felt like for the first time I connected with Tia, because how she just couldn't, it's not her thing, it's not what she likes to do, and
not everyone can do it.
Not everyone can do it, and she just felt so intimidated, and I really started to like her a lot more in that moment, because I felt that would be me. If ever that happened, I would just say, get me out of here.
You know, if... Like, feeling she couldn't do it, she didn't sit out and make it a whole issue. Like,
no.
She still went along with it, tried her best.
But you could tell that she was super uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And it was out of
her... That was obvious.
Yeah, out of her wheelhouse, for sure.
Yeah, but she did it.
Yeah.
And I thought they all did really well.
They did.
And because I was the same thing with Tia. As soon as she's saying, oh, I'm a fish out of water, and she's not... I'm thinking, oh, we're going to have a wrestling...
Disaster.
Part two, where people are on the side crying, and which... Listen, they all look great, but when you're not used to wearing things like that, and all of a sudden, not only are you wearing that, but in front of the guy that you're dating, whatever you want to call it.
With dancing on top of it.
I think that's a
with
little
bit... With women who were judging you, by the way.
Yeah,
other women.
Exactly.
So I would have gotten that a little bit more if it was that sort of the reaction we got from the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Where you sort of know what you're getting into with the wrestling thing. Here... I don't know that anyone was walking in there expecting, like, I'm going to show everyone my ass now. You know, like, that's...
Yeah,
I'm going to go dance
while
in
dancing,
the thong.
Not that, I don't know if that makes it worse or not.
No, I know. And then not to mention the wax job you have to get before you kick. So I mean...
But everybody played along.
Wonder if they were prepped on that.
Everybody played along. And Becca M looked just so cute.
I mean, she did.
She really fit. If you try to think of how a Moulin Rouge can-can girl would look, she fits the exact... She kind of looks innocent and dangerous at the same time.
I thought especially with the blonde.
Yeah.
I thought she looked good.
She belonged. I said to my husband, because we were watching it together, and I said, I can see her just saying, screw The Bachelor. I'm staying in Paris. I'm going to be an American in Paris, and I'm going to stay here. And
Find a pot farm.
Don't you just see her living as
right
you
up
know,
her alley.
A displaced American? You know, Yes, learning the language. I totally see it. She looks like she could be a Parisian woman. You know, she has a little Euro flair going on. But yeah,
maybe she could be the Bachelorette, and it'll be the Bachelorette in Paris.
You never know. Yeah. But yeah, it was a little bit uncomfortable. Cien is a dancer.
Ooh, sure is.
But I felt like, but wait a minute, she's a dancer with a Yale degree. I felt like they should always underscore
She's just
that.
Showing how well-rounded she is. They put the camera on her, and her leg goes all the way up. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Who else was on the Can-Can stage?
Chelsea, right. Jenna.
Who ended up going home at the end of the episode.
Yep,
And Becca K, right.
So, yeah, they all came out, and then it was revealed that the one person who one would end up on stage later on that night. And that kind of hit everyone, like, settled in. And I thought it was really cool that when Ari came to make his decision, he said, this has nothing to do with your performance on stage. Like, he tried to take the sexism out of it, I guess, if you will, even though the hottest performer won, but, or except CN could have doubled.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a coin flip between the two of them.
But he tried to make it clear that this is not about what you did on stage. This is just about who I think should go.
Which was good. There wasn't really drama on this date until they were watching Becca on stage.
Guest stairs.
That was pretty great, but it wasn't. No confrontation.
Did you need to have the girls there watching?
Yes.
Of course you did.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
100%.
Where's the fun in that?
I know.
I think once you are the winner and you're on stage, I don't know. I think I would have sent the girls out and said, sorry, you lost.
Hello. This whole season has been voyeuristic. And then the whole...
That's true.
The whole reason for going to the Moulin Rouge is to... a peep show. So, I mean...
You know what they should have had them do, especially... I mean, they've got A-plus producers here. They should have said, okay, so we're just going to be here. I'll see you guys back at the boat. And then have them buy tickets to come back in to watch it and then give the death stare. Like, oh my God, can you believe that?
Oh. You mean as if they didn't know that she was going to be on stage? Like,
no, they knew she was going to be on stage, but they snuck in to watch it after they said, okay, you lost, go away.
They really wanted to know how it would
look. Yeah.
But wait a minute, they should have not said that the winner was going to end up on stage. I think that would have been even more exciting.
Yeah,
wait,
that's true.
What?
That's true.
But that then everyone might not have bought in. I think they wanted a reason to get people, because then it wasn't even the performing. It was the, oh, I get one-on-one time with Ari.
Right.
And that obviously the rose, you get to stay anyways. But I think that was the sort of the carrot was, oh, wait, so I get one-on-one time.
Yeah, it was cute.
And this whole season is about the girls finding a way to watch the other dates happen. So
it was perfect.
Yep.
Singing or not really singing?
Not really singing.
Always singing. Come on.
That was him singing, right?
Oh, for sure.
100%?
100%.
Probably should have spent more time on the lip singing.
But it was cute. Although, I definitely think they're mismatched, especially when you saw him come out in his old man leisure suit and her all perky and flight attendant looking. I just thought, no.
Yeah, she actually looked 12 years old in this.
Yeah, that's
date.
All wrong. Can't go any further. This is it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they can go further.
Yeah. So, why did you want to elaborate on that, Ryan?
In another 2 weeks, we'll see. I don't know.
Tuscany? And, no, fantasy.
Well, Tuscany first, and then hometowns, and then suites.
Okay. Why does you think Becca M makes it that far?
Absolutely. You got to keep the 22-year-old.
Katie, are you all in on this?
I think she makes it that far.
I mean, I just thought...
He's really into her.
Yeah. I was grossed out when they came out on stage.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not gross. I'm not saying it's like her dating someone that could be her father, but I don't know. He's really into her.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's a...
And even if he has no interest in actually having her be the one at the end...
Please don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Well, next date.
Next date.
Just as bad as what I was going to say, but here we go. Next date.
2-on-1. Crystal, she's like playing them like a Stradivarius with her role as the villain. Really, she picks up the date card, she reads it, and she's like, you know... One of you is going to go on a date with me.
I hated everything about that.
I was loving it. I thought it was fantastic. I'm sorry to see her go. What are we going to do now? It's going to be so boring. But
Crystal, I'm sure someone else will emerge.
Crystal and Kendall go on a 2-on-1, and it was revealed Ari's never been on a 2-on-1 threesome type situation before.
To be fair, most of us have not.
I haven't. Katie?
Nope.
Well, I was going to say, that was a long silence over there. I mean, God bless, but...
No.
Listen, Crystal, as much as you are coming around Christine as on her way out the door. Crystal's the worst.
She's not the worst.
The worst.
I thought Olivia was worse.
I would take Olivia. I would take Corinne. Whoever you want to give me over Crystal. She is fake 100% of the time. She is annoying 100% of the time. The women hate her 100% of the time.
That's why I like her. The only
thing she did was give us a reason to throw things at the TV because how Ari was not able to see through this from day one is just mind-boggling. How you can walk around your hometown with this fake girl who...
The whole show is fake. No. No one's falling in love.
This is real.
No. This is relative to everything on the
so
show.
Real.
Look, he's so fired up.
Because she's the worst. I can't believe you defend her. She's horrible.
She makes the show fun and interesting.
She is a horrible person, and I'm glad that she's gone. How about that?
And for people who've been married forever and were like, oh, really? You're really liking each other on the first date? You. I like seeing her. It makes me laugh.
She is a genius contestant.
I think so.
Not saying I'm on her team.
Yes.
I hope we never see her again. She would be terrible in Paradise.
She's terrible at the Winner Game. She's definitely going to be in Paradise.
Oh,
Go away.
She has that baby voice thing that she works. She makes sure to get Kendall lost in the maze so that Kendall can't find her way out of the maze at the French Chateau.
Crystal and Corinne in Paradise.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Bosom buddies.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
I mean, if that's what's going to happen, then I might be on board.
Thought that was going to happen between Kendall and Crystal.
Also would have been on board for that.
When Kendall and Crystal were sitting on the bench, this is like the beginning of a nursery rhyme.
Whoa. I don't know what kind of nursery rhymes you read to your kids, Christine. Yikes.
It's a crazy one.
And Kendall fell off and who was left?
Whoa.
But Kendall kind of was leaning into Crystal saying, I dated someone like you. And I thought, what? Is this a pickup line? What's going on? Is she going to kiss her? Didn't you get that vibe, Katie?
I did. I think she was trying to play Crystal's card against her and trying to get into her head, but it didn't exactly come off as intimidating as Crystal's.
But I think that's how you have to handle her. And I'm surprised it took that long because she wants you to say terrible things to her. And she's trying to get you, you know, all kinds of rattled. But once you saw the light go off in Kendall's head, too, because she was going to come back from that and I think just tear a new one. And then it's up. You know what?
There's a better way.
She's going to pull She's going to pull the I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what she did. And I agree, it didn't fully come across as well as I think she wanted it to. But that's the way you have to handle people who are screwy like that.
And play mind games.
Just say,
empathize.
Absolutely. I understand what you're trying to do. And that's all you're doing is trying to hurt people. It's you. It's not me. You know, it's one of those. And then walk away. And it got in her head a little bit.
A little bit of a chess
game. I think
game.
So. You could see her facial expression, I think, softened
I
a little bit
for a
after
minute.
That.
The only time she's ever changed her facial expression.
Exactly.
That
was very slight.
Very slight. I thought for a minute she was going to let her guard down and say, oh, I really needed a friend on this in this
no,
journey.
No, her circuits don't allow that.
Yeah.
Did not compute.
She was.
It's also not in her contract.
She was physically trying to be a human being, and I just, you know, she's like, remember what you came here for, which was to be the bitch, and that's her total role is to be the bitch.
Well, mission accomplished.
Okay, dinner time with a room with a view, right up overlooking the Eiffel Tower, all lit up. You know, just fabulous, beautiful.
Because he wasn't ready to make his decision before dinner. So
of course
they
not.
Both had to go to dinner.
Of course they did.
Obviously.
And what an electrifying conversation that was. Again, we're alternating between boring and exciting and drama.
Mm-hmm. I wish they showed Kendall and Ari's conversation.
When they didn't, I thought she was going home.
I did too.
This is all going to be about Kendall again or Crystal again. We're going to have to deal with this for another week.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Surprised that they didn't show that conversation. Maybe nothing happened, or maybe something huge happened. But if it was huge, why didn't they show it? Because that's just
nothing happened. Ari goes between being I really like him to be the most boring bachelor ever. So I haven't made up my mind.
The whole season's been like that, yeah, for sure. I think there are times, stretches, where I think he's perfect. And then most of the time it's surrounding Crystal. And you just don't understand how he sees what he sees and doesn't realize that she's the worst person ever.
She's not the worst person ever. She's not. But he came to his senses, if you're in Ryan's, you know, camp, and gave the rose to Kendall.
Just the camp. You can just call it the camp. It's not Ryan's camp.
Gave the rose to Kendall. And, you know, and Crystal was floored.
Yeah. She didn't know what to say.
Yeah. And immediately just started
screaming. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know.
And showing her true colors. There's no reason for her to be there anymore.
I wish that they had a live feed on Ari watching this episode.
So evil.
Like, that's such an unreal thing that would happen on Unreal. But I wish they had, like, he was on Skype or something watching.
Yeah, because you know.
So you could see his reactions on everything.
Final rose, or after the final rose, they're going to have a whole segment on her, and he's going to have to try to talk in circles about why he kept her around. Because watching that back, there's no way that he wasn't just, how did I not see that?
Yeah.
This is...
Well, he even mentioned if she acts the way she acted, like when we went on, she went to the hometown, like the very first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she acts like that, I don't want to keep her around. So he made...
Well, then there was the whole bowling.
He's seeing pieces of... Mm-hmm. Who she is, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But there's another aspect to her that he likes.
But if you have to say, this is her last chance, why is she still on the show?
Like, yeah, this is too early for someone to have a last chance.
Right?
Like, I mean, in your relationship.
This is one of those deals where if it's like, you know, speed dating on crack, don't you have to just say, okay, that's gone.
He's test driving the car. Come on. Like, leave him alone.
We talked about that. We're a couple episodes away from the test drive.
Episodes away. But what was the last thing that Crystal said? She started swearing. She said she's floored. But then she said, oh, I'm weak, but I'm never weak. Right?
Basically trying to say that she was vulnerable for
him. Pretended to be weak.
But she was never vulnerable. She was always in that character drive of, you know, you want to say she just wanted to be the villain or the bad guy or whatever you want to say.
She knew what her role was.
Exactly. She never had a real moment the whole time she was
on
this
show. You got to put yourself in her shoes. She gets on a show. She realizes there's no real spark with this guy who's been cast as the main character, right? So at this point going forward, self-preservation kicks in. And you have to decide, am I going to try and be super sexy and the one that he quote-unquote falls for? Or am I going to just play the role? I mean, come on. None of these villain people are as bad, except for Chad, off air.
Chad's on a whole nother level.
Would you say Chad and Crystal are on the same plane? He's worse. Come on. He's physically violent.
Violent. Violence, yes. But
what was the dude from last year, from Rachel's season? The redneck. He was bad, too.
Lee?
Yeah, Lee. Lee was right up there, too.
In a
different
way.
He was pretty terrible.
Yeah, different kind of terrible.
Yeah, like that. He was real life terrible.
Right, yeah.
He was not playing a role terrible, although he was terrible at that, too. But he was just real life terrible.
He had picked his lane a long time ago.
So Chad was just, he clearly wanted to do what Crystal ended up doing, but got violent.
Right, yeah.
And ate a lot of meat.
Right.
Yeah.
And had a man bro relationship with Daniel.
Well, that part's okay.
That's right. Yeah. So then we go to our next terrible date, which is Jacqueline.
Yes.
Who?
Jacqueline.
And then the episode ended.
And it was over.
And
we're
scene.
Left with seven. Dude, slate the tape.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad.
I just, you know, whenever I see someone who keeps moving their hair off, you know, when you're sitting at dinner. And
that was excessive and a lot.
The moving the hair. Did she have a fake French accent or was it just my TV?
I'm not really sure what she was doing.
They had the car break down and, okay, we'll just jump in a cab.
This is going to be what it's like in real life if we're ever.
Yeah. And he mentioned that there was something about her and she was you know, she had a good sense of humor, which she did have some of a few funny one-liners throughout the date, but I don't know. It was just...
Sense of humor is the kind of the thing that guys and women say to the other, you know, the person they're interested in is when you don't find them physically attractive.
Yeah, that's true.
Crap.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks. Okay. Cool.
That's backhanded.
That's like an unwritten rule
in this dating world. Oh, she's so funny.
What a great personality.
What a great penmanship.
Oh my god. She tips really well.
Say the way she signs her name on a check.
Yeah, I just, that's true.
She looks pretty. I love the red dress, the polka dots. Very.
I thought she was going to have a wardrobe malfunction, though.
Yes,
she was pretty close to it.
Pretty close. Big hoop earrings. I like the whole
look.
And
she had another instance of, as the words were leaving my mouth, about, oh, I'm going to need 6 years of schooling. And it's like, reach and get them. No, I don't. Because it made it seem, because I then got exactly where he went. It made it seem like, oh, I can only do one or the other.
Right.
Why can't you go to Arizona and do 6 years of schooling in Arizona? Why
does it have to? You can do it online, for God's sakes.
I did not think she was going to get the rose.
I didn't either.
I thought that it was going to be kind of like a mutual...
Especially the way he was leading the conversation by saying, I don't want to be the person who keeps you from your dreams.
But I never understood why he would be keeping her from anything. There's not one college in the world that you have to go to.
I just said you can go online.
That's what I'm saying.
Great schools are doing online programs.
But go to Arizona. Go to...
Right. That's why I thought that it was kind of going to be a mutual decision at the end. Like, no, you know what? You're right. I'm not there yet. I still have this to do. And he was going to say the same thing, and they were going to go their separate ways. But it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Because here's the thing. If you are going to be on this show, and let's say you're for real.
Yeah.
You actually, you know, the right reasons, all that drink. Yeah.
If I were on the show, I'd be there just to cause problems. That's just me.
If the 6 years of schooling, you have to choose that over getting married or engaged, well, then I think that's a bigger issue than Becca being 22.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I could see that.
If that's the case, which I don't think, I don't know why one has to be exclusive to the other. Like, why can you only have to go to school, or why do you only have to be ready to get married or be engaged?
Yeah, you can do it all.
But this is what I'm saying. Why they made something out of nothing, and that obviously she felt it was a thing, and you could see sort of the awkwardness after she said it. But
that's the point of this show, is to make a thing out of
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it was... Yeah, there was nothing.
And maybe that's just because they didn't have anything else to talk about, so that was going to be the thing, and you're too intelligent for me. And she had a great response, like, so you don't like dating smart women? I don't...
Well, this was also, like, the first time that they actually had...
A conversation.
Yeah, like, a good amount of time together, and it just didn't go
There's a good chance he didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
He chose Jack, and like, who's going to be walking out?
Yeah.
And how do you go?
Probably expecting Jenna.
Going forward.
Both of them, like, who are they?
Oh, wrong J name. Damn.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about telling Chelsea from Jenna anymore, because I couldn't. But, you know, how is he going forward going to... It's going to get out that he had this relationship with a woman he was engaged to and she was pregnant. It's going to come up again on episodes, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a negative thing, especially...
No, it's just a heavy thing.
Oh.
And so when you... Maybe, because he's done this before, where he drops or brings people places where it's a lot of... with Crystal, he brought her to his hometown. And then you see that she can't handle it. It was too much.
Yeah.
She thought, this is what we're going to be like when we're married.
Yeah, I feel like his story of, you know, of that part of his life would have to be right before... He would have to share that with the other girls right before hometowns.
I would think so.
If, like, his family, like, references it and they're like, wait, what?
What?
Like, what happened?
Like, I feel, and I don't know if they'll make it a big thing because it was already kind of...
We might never hear about it again.
Right, but I would, that, I think, would be the timing to share it with the remaining girls.
Right. Well, so...
Because they could be in for a big surprise if they didn't know that, and all of a sudden his family's referencing this thing that happened in his life, and they have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. No cocktail party this week. Jenna and Chelsea are sent home along with Crystal, so now there's seven, And I don't know, Crystal was a major storyline of Ari's whole season. So now that she's gone,
I don't know, but I think now we have Lauren B.
They were setting that up.
Oh, yeah. They set it up perfectly.
You never get that much after a rose ceremony. And they got the camera on her. You mm-hmm. have Becca and some of the other girls happy. And then to Lauren. And I couldn't tell who she was talking to, whether it was a producer.
I think.
And
yeah.
just talking about how she's
unloading,
freaking out
yeah.
and almost crying.
Yep.
And you know that that's going to carry over. And so, like, okay, now the focus is going to be to Lauren and how she either doesn't want to be there or it doesn't feel comfortable.
Crying, but still no facial expression.
No, of course not.
So I don't know how that works, but, and she was just saying how she's like not excited about anything, but she sees someone else.
Well, not how we feel.
Yeah, she sees someone else go on a date with them and she gets like really hurt and upset about it, but she's not excited about anything else. She just has a lot of feelings, I think.
Jealousy and can't handle the fact that
I'm pretty
that
sure Jenna would
show.
Have stayed in her place because she did the first scream cry on her way out.
Yeah.
That was, whoa.
The scream yeah. cry.
For someone that no one, everyone on Twitter was like, who?
Who? Next week, Bachelor and his seven remaining women head to Tuscany in northern Italy.
Give us a little Italian.
Ah, molto bello. Andiamo a Italia per stamattina.
Ah, ciao.
It's been a while.
Also, Winter Games.
It's firing up.
Next week.
Next week. Oh, when?
Tuesday.
Right?
Yeah.
That's This
the
Is
13th.
Us.
Yes, This Is Us. Lauren, Becca, Kendall, Jacqueline, Tia, CN, and Becca K.
Okay, so who do we have left? Becca M for Ryan.
I have Lauren, Kendall, and CN. And you and Christine has Becca K and Tia.
All right.
Ryan has Jacqueline too.
Oh, right.
See, you have a picture in front of you and you still can't see her.
She's not even, can't even.
I didn't recognize
her. She's literally not even visible to you on a screen where it's just photos and people with X's through their face.
She wasn't moving
with
her
name
out of her
in
face.
Bold.
I didn't recognize her without moving the hair out of the
wow.
face constantly.
Jacqueline, I apologize for Christine not being able to see you. To be fair, no one really watching has any idea who you are.
We're going to regroup next week. So what are we doing next week for the podcast? Are we going to watch the episode of The Bachelor and then watch the Winter Games and then fire up the podcast?
Oh, we're going to have an executive meeting here.
Oh, my God.
This is a big decision. Yeah.
This is too much
if
to
If you're
think
still
about.
Listening at this point, then your opinion matters. You know, Bachelor Podcast, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, comment anywhere. Just say, yes, all in one, or split it up, or forget Winter Games. You know,
forget Winter Games.
Ashley Eye's the best, whatever
Whoa.
You want to say.
What the hell did you just say?
I'm giving people options around here, okay? I'm not Crystal.
As Lauren would say, wow.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.